Employed and unemployed, we Earthlings were reminded this week of the exploits of a wandering friend we haven't heard from in a while. The Voyager 1 spacecraft, launched in 1977, has reached the edge of the solar system, some 8.4 billion miles from the sun. That isn't the end of Voyager's travels. NASA says the spacecraft and its trailing twin, Voyager 2, have enough fuel left to keep operating until 2020. Slate reader Rosa Garcia asked, what sort of fuel are the Voyagers running on? Here's Brendan Kerner with an explainer.
The spacecraft actually carry two types of fuel, one to power the thrusters, the other to keep the electricity humming. The propellant is hydrazine, a simple concoction of nitrogen and hydrogen that smells like weak ammonia. It was chosen and remains favored today because it's cheap and has a very low freezing point. The Voyager's jets are used to orient the vessels. There is no need for constant propulsion in the vacuum of space. NASA estimates that the Voyager's fuel efficiency is upwards of 30,000 miles per gallon of hydrazine. The Voyagers have enough hydrazine to keep going for more than 30 years. The real limiting factor is the other fuel, plutonium-238 dioxide. This powers the Voyager's scientific instruments and communications equipment. The plutonium is converted into electricity by generators that feed off the heat of its radioactive decay. The fuel is encased in a special iridium alloy. This was done to prevent contamination, just in case the Voyagers crashed shortly after takeoff in 1977. The plutonium's radioactive decay means that the fuel is generating less and less power as the years go by. NASA is trying to fight the problem by shutting down non-critical systems. But come 2020 or so, there won't be enough plutonium left to keep the generators working, and everything of value will shut down. Next question?
And that was Slate's Brendan Kerner. You can submit your news-related questions to day-to-day at npr.org. Please write the word explainer in the subject line.